Our Lord tells us in the Gospel today, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross and daily and follow me. So this Lenten theme of taking up our cross, we know the cross is unavoidable. We have to endure sufferings in this life. There are those that we can impose on ourselves unnecessarily by giving into sin. And there are those crosses that we just have to face. And one of the crosses is our concupiscence, our sinful tendencies, which we have to face and embrace and confront and realize, you know, overcoming our sinful desires is not an easy thing. It's not a pleasant thing. And so we have to overcome those desires for mortal sin, venial sin, the imperfections. We have to engage in that battle, engage in the fight. We have to engage and see that as our life. Our life is always going to entail that kind of cross. And if we don't accept that and face it and try to and always strive to overcome that, we'll live the sort of an effeminate life. A life of indulgence and life of dissipation, a life of living on our desires and following the our cravings, and in the end, that's a greater cross. A greater cross is to live a life of sin. Our Lord's cross is easy and light, as He says. If we accept our crosses in that way, we overcome our concupiscence, we overcome our sinful desires with God's grace and His help and our efforts. Though that active effort, we have to actively overcome these small crosses of our concupiscence. There's the active effort as well if we want to make additional sacrifices for sinners and for reparation for our sins, for the reparation of sins against God, Our Lady. Immaculate Heart of Our Lady. We want to be generous in that sense and that kind of cross as well. It takes generosity and great love. There's also the cross of the passive crosses of our of the things we can't avoid, our unpleasant job, our pains and illnesses and sicknesses and sufferings of various kinds and grieving. These crosses too we need to accept with Jesus. With Him, carrying His yoke, always turning to Him in these sorrows and difficulties to lighten them with His love, His strength, and His grace. We can always turn to Him for grace, for help and strength, and His grace will be with us. We unite our sufferings with Jesus, and that makes it easier as well with the sufferings of our Lord, the merits that come with the cross as well. But above all, to carry all these, to do everything with love, love for God, love in the midst of everything, love in the midst, we fight our battle with love, we fight our concupiscence with the love of our Lord, and that love of God will make everything light and easy, and will make it the way it should be. That's the way our Lord did it. Our Lord carried His cross throughout His life for love of all of us, and so we want to imitate Him in that.